All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a Leo, and this is my stimulus update for Friday, October 30th. Tomorrow's Halloween, folks. I hope that's a little bit of mirth in this otherwise dark time right now. And I got my pumpkin. That's right. Family and I went to the pumpkin patch. Better late than never, right? We got ourselves some pumpkins. We had a great time as a family, doing a little tractor ride. It was our first time at a pumpkin patch with our son. If you want to check out that video over on the family vlog, link at the top of the screen. I'll also put it in the description and in a comment below. All right, so in terms of stimulus, I'm going to talk more about Pelosi's letter and Mnuchin's response letter later in this episode. But first of all, let's talk about what Pelosi said on Bloomberg News Balance of Power with David Westin yesterday. They were talking about the 33% annualized Q3 GDP growth. David asked her, hey, Nancy, with this GDP growth, do you think maybe we don't need as much stimulus as we thought? Pelosi said, oh, by no means. This GDP growth is proof that we need stimulus more than ever because the positive Q3 GDP is directly related to what we did earlier in the year with the CARES Act and other relief measures. And she basically hit on all her touch points, state and local, unemployment, tax credits, and more. She said that if there is a Democratic sweep, right, because remember, in the election of 2008, the Democrats retained the Senate and the House. Pelosi was Speaker back then as well. And with Barack Obama's election, the Dems began 2009 controlling both Congress, both houses of Congress, as well as having a Democratic president in the White House. So in this interview yesterday, Pelosi was kind of hearkening back to those times. She said, just like in January 2009, that first week when the new Congress took office, they started work on the Recovery Act, which Obama was able to sign less than a month after he took office. I mean, can you imagine a month, right? If you remember back then. So that's the kind of world Nancy Pelosi is envisioning if there is a Democratic sweep on Tuesday. She said, we will have to do something like that from the start. So clearly, if Democrats do sweep, this is no surprise, Democrats sweep, there will be big stimulus in early 2021. But until then, it could be a rough road. Let's just say that. And like I was saying on the live yesterday, okay, what if Biden wins, Dems retain the House, but Republicans retain the Senate? Well, that's tough, folks, because just look at how reluctant a Republican Senate is to do stimulus with a Republican president weeks and days before the election. An election that will break voter records in many places. If McConnell and the GOP Senate, if they're this reluctant for stimulus with a Republican president that wants stimulus, just imagine the devil of a time Biden would have with them to pass stimulus. As a result of this complete stalemate and complete failure of legislative processes, the best thing for stimulus is, frankly, for a Democratic sweep for big stimulus. And if there's a Republican sweep, and that is an extremely unlikely scenario, the odds of Dems losing the House are astronomically low. But if there is a Republican sweep in that hypothetical scenario, I would be confident they would pass some small-scale, maybe scaled-down, one-off stimulus bill, stimulus checks, unemployment, PPP, things like that, right? Of course, what we've seen over these last 7 months is the worst thing for stimulus is partisan divide. This is not how it's supposed to work. Ideally, the parties are supposed to temper each other out, balance each other out as they work toward compromise. But as we've seen for these past months, it has not been working like that. Pelosi also held her weekly press conference yesterday, calling the administration's approach to the pandemic sinful. She called the letter she sent to Mnuchin self-explanatory. At this press conference, she was asked what would happen during the lame duck session if Biden wins. The reporter asked, why not take a slimmed down bill just to get something out now and then do the rest when Biden takes office? And even that's a tall order, like I said, if the GOP keeps the Senate. So Pelosi was asked, if you are correct that Joe Biden is going to be elected, you're still going to confront a balance of power with President Trump and a Republican Senate for the lame duck. Would that not argue for you to take a somewhat smaller bill that the system can produce in the lame duck and then get the rest when Biden is president? Pelosi basically said, no, we're not going to do that. And I'm personally a fan of the last question that Pelosi was asked at her press conference. She was asked, how do you feel about the Dodgers winning the World Series? She said, you know, I'm a Giants fan, but you know what? Lakers, Dodgers, how about them apples, right? All right, so now that that is out of the way, let's talk about these letters. Let's revisit them. Nancy Pelosi's letter to Steven Mnuchin yesterday, basically crapping all over him, and Mnuchin's response to Pelosi, which basically said, "You're a liar, liar, pants on fire." I covered them yesterday. Pelosi's in my morning stimulus update, and Mnuchin's letter in my the live stream that I did later in the day yesterday. That was really fun. Thank you, by the way, to those of you who chimed in there and who contributed or even just watched. So let's take another dive into these letters. As I said yesterday, basically the deal is Pelosi seems to have sent a letter at midnight, according to Mnuchin, to midnight, to both Mnuchin's office and to the press. And by the press, I mean left-leaning outlet Politico. So Politico published this thing apparently before Mnuchin even read it at his office. So obviously Mnuchin is angry about that. If you recall from yesterday, Pelosi's letter was basically, yeah, folks, Mnuchin, we haven't heard anything from you. You were still waiting your response, for the testing, tracing, crushing the virus language. We need a response on state and local, school reopening, childcare, tax credits, unemployment, liability protection, right? Mnuchin basically responded yesterday with another letter and said, we did accept your proposal on testing in the updated HEROES Act. We provided minor comments on some things that we should be included in another bill, and we provided written and oral detailed comments about contact tracing. And then Mnuchin goes on to say in the letter, is his letter, that Republicans have worked with agencies and committee chairs to send Pelosi detailed compromise responses for small business, including small business tax credits and rental assistance, right? That's a good thing. We'll need rental assistance before the new year, right? For sure. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's very necessary for millions of Americans. Broadband, agriculture, and postal service. Note that none of these things that Mnuchin listed here are things Pelosi specifically mentioned in her letter. But on the second page of Mnuchin's letter, he did list out the things Pelosi listed out in her letter. He said that the White House has provided reasonable compromise positions on these issues and that Pelosi has refused to compromise. Of course, he also makes another jab saying that, Pelosi, you basically shot down the really good problem solver's proposal. You called it irrelevant. Shame on you, Pelosi. Mnuchin also said in the last paragraph that Nancy has refused to bring to the floor of the House standalone legislation on things like airline assistance, additional PPP money, and a second round of stimulus checks that he said could be paid for by using unspent CARES Act money. He concludes by saying, "You're all or none," all in caps, mind you, "your all or none approach is hurting hardworking Americans who need help now." And this is all very kind of out of character for Steve, who's usually like, level diplomatic ex-hedge fund manager Steve. So he must be pretty angry here. So what's going on? Either A, Nancy Pelosi is liar, liar, pants on fire. Or B, Steven Mnuchin is liar, liar, pants on fire. Or C, they're both liar, liar, pants on fire. Or D, if we want to think the best of both Nancy and Steve, option D is that there's just been some incredible, incredible communication breakdown between Pelosi's staff and Mnuchin's staff and various congressional leaders' staff, right? Be that as it may, though, it doesn't take a genius to look at this and say, yep, second stimulus talks are pretty much at an all-time low, just days before what will surely be one of the most divisive presidential elections in recent memory. And hopefully this election will be a reset in some way, shape, or form. I don't mean that in any support of one party or the other. I'm just saying that it is abundantly clear that something needs to change from what we have right now. Because as we've seen in these stimulus negotiations, these second stimulus negotiations, we see that what we have right now is completely dysfunctional. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Like I said earlier, if you have some time today, I'd really appreciate it if you check out our little family vlog, our little family pumpkin patch adventure. You'll see a link to that on the next screen, and I'll see you in the comments over in that video. Bye-bye.